Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top story this half hour. It's been a little more than a day since the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced that people who have been fully vaccinated against coronavirus no longer have to wear masks in most situations. State and local leaders quickly updated their recommendations to match as well. But you'd be hard-pressed to see evidence of that on the streets of Chicago today. WBBM's Brandon Eisen has the update.
Some business owners downtown tell WBBM that they will keep mask policies in place in an effort to make all their customers feel safe and welcome. And in the Loop and River North, there is no shortage of patrons to ask whether they have been vaccinated.
I am.
Yes.
I am.
Yep.
Still, most that were asked say that they choose to wear a mask in public even if they don't have to, and even if they themselves feel safe without one.
Just I'm more concerned about other people not liking me not wearing a mask, if that makes sense. Because they don't know that I'm vaccinated.
In River North, Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Well, today is so-called bridge phase day for Illinois, which the governor eases on some capacity limits for businesses and gatherings and specifically excludes fully vaccinated people from those limits. For more details on that, you can check out our website, WBBMNewsRadio.com. Statewide, though, state health officials reporting more than 1,800 new COVID-19 cases. And more than 36% of the people in Illinois are fully vaccinated.
But even though more people are getting vaccinated and fewer people are getting sick, suburban health administrators have a note of caution for parents planning end-of-year graduation or other parties. WBBM's Jim Goodis is live on the newsline with that part of the story.
Lisa, last year at this time, there were spikes in COVID-19 cases because of parties that were organized by parents and had children and teens there. And they're concerned in North Suburban Lake County that the same thing could happen again this year if parents aren't careful. Emily Young of the county's health department says unless parents are absolutely sure that everyone attending a party has been fully vaccinated, it's still important to follow COVID-19 safety precautions.
General advice would be if you are unvaccinated, keep following those precautions, wear a mask, social distance, wash your hands.
A similar warning has been issued by the health department in Will County. Public health experts point out that children under 12 can't get vaccinated, and there are still a significant number of teens and adults who haven't been either. Reporting live, Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 FM.
By now, you might have seen the video shot by Chicago Fire Department spokesman Larry Lankford showing a cat's desperate act for survival from a fire on the fifth floor of an apartment building at 65th and Low.
The cat came out to the very edge of the ledge and looked like it was trying to make up its mind on what to do. Another 30 seconds, the cat made the decision and jumped from the window, paws and legs spread out as if looking like a flying squirrel.
It was an amazing video to see. The cat bounced once on the ground and ran away, apparently unhurt. Now there's an update to yesterday's story. Lankford says the cat, a house pet named Hennessy that never goes outside, it's not returned home yet. Neighbors are out looking for it right now. And if you haven't seen the video, it's on our website. And of course, if you've seen the cat, let the fire department know.
The Lightfoot administration has introduced what it calls a revised police search warrant policy. The mayor says CPD wants to make sure the change will ensure accountability, transparency, and human dignity being the guiding principles of the policing in this city. One of the pillars of the new policy will require an independent investigation to verify and corroborate information used to develop a search warrant prior to approval. The revised policy takes effect in 12 days.
A new campaign by the Chicago Transit Authority, When You're Ready, We're Ready, aims to encourage use of public transit as the region begins to reopen. Ridership is now about a third of pre-pandemic levels, according to CTA spokesperson Brian Steele, who says he hopes educating the public on new modernized features, along with highlighting new cleanliness standards, will bring riders back.
We clean buses, trains, and stations every day, multiple times a day, and we use new technologies like e-mist sprayers to make sure that we get a thorough cleaning inside a vehicle.
Steele says the CTA has given out more than 25,000 travel healthy kits, which include a reusable cloth mask and hand sanitizer, and that those kits, along with single-use masks, are available on buses and in each train stop.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.